If you're looking for trouble, you're in the right place. The baddest biker bar in the investment world. Welcome to the Danger Zone. Yes, this is the Danger Zone on Money Life. It's where we get the latest take from the experts at New Constructs, where they bring together discounted cash flow analysis and forensic accounting. And they do this to dig in at the footnotes level and work their way up. And what they're looking for is when something is misleading. Now, if it would be misleading, but the information gives you an opportunity, that would make something attractive. We are looking at the opposite end of that spectrum, where something's misleading, the numbers maybe look good skin deep, but they are not good when you dig in. That makes something dangerous. Learn more about it all and how it works at newconstructs.com. David Trainer is founder and president at New Constructs. David, great to have you back on Money Life.
It is good to be with you, Chuck. Thanks for having me.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Lakeland Industries.
Danger, danger.
Lakeland Industries. It is ticker symbol Lake. And this is a company I haven't heard about in a couple of years. I didn't know it before COVID. And then it was one of the darling plays of COVID because they make personal protection equipment. They make PPE, as it were. Is this a, you know, COVID's now gone, people don't need PPE story, or is there something else to it here?
Yeah, and to be honest, we could have jumped on this one a lot earlier, and we thought, dang it, you know, it's come way down. But the bottom line is that it's still really expensive, and it's not making any money. They are faking it with acquisitions that can temporarily boost earnings and revenue, accounting earnings and revenue, even though the economics are effectively being run into the ground. They're bragging about an adjusted EBITDA number that's very fake and misleading. And the valuation could easily drop 50% and still be expensive.
Well, that's enough to make you sick. And the personal protective equipment we need off of that is to have a better understanding of what's going on here. Is it just that everything is still based on the, you know, great days of COVID, which were great days for this company, not for necessarily everybody else, and we're way off of that? Or is there something else that is going on here?
Yeah, I think that's a big part of it, Chuck. I mean, you know, look, there's a lot of really overvalued stocks in the market. I mean, we had a nice little sort of mini correction earlier this year, and these stocks came down. A lot of expensive stocks came down. There's still plenty of expensive ones out there. And look, Lakeland has come down a lot. The bottom line is that they have really not shown that this business is going to be able to be a going concern. Even if we go through the stupid money risk scenario, you know, the company's carrying a lot of debt. You're going to have to see this business dramatically improve to justify anybody coming in. Anyone who's going to do any diligence is going to have a hard time making a straight-faced argument for owning this in any scenario. And that's, it just means that we don't think that this business has a future. This is probably, it's almost a zombie stock. Not quite. It's close. It has a positive interest coverage ratio, but it's burning free cash flow like no tomorrow. And again, you know, these roll-up strategies are so often Wall Street speak for, let's make ourselves a lot of money, everybody. Wink, wink. Executives, Wall Street bankers, we keep doing acquisitions. Earnings per share go up. Value creation goes down, and then it ends up kind of blowing up. Once they've acquired and aggregated everyone, things kind of just poof.
I don't mean to be maudlin about this. You know, normally we're asking about stupid money risk, who would buy them out? But here, I guess I have to ask, is the thing that could save the company the next thing that kills a lot of people, whether it's a measles outbreak or the bird flu or some of these things that people are talking about? Like, if you are hoping that this company makes it, do you need a lot of people to get sick or to be really scared that they're about to get sick? And would that turn it around? Or is this company so impaired that that's just a very temporary fix and it doesn't really help?
I mean, if you look at the profit chart, you know, this chart that we put in all our reports, is like, it's my favorite. It shows historical profits compared to future implied profits, like what's got to happen to justify the current stock price. And there's a huge spike there for COVID, and it comes right down. So I think the answer would be you would need sort of a sustained bad thing to happen. That's kind of what, in some ways, is priced in already.
You know, you also talk about the acquisitions. I'm curious because these acquisitions have been, relatively speaking, small. You know, we're not talking about a company that's making billion-dollar acquisitions. Heck, they're not making $50 million acquisitions. They're making $7 million acquisition, $10 million acquisition, $15 kind of thing. When you see that, is that for you a red flag? That's the roll-up situation where if you're talking big about a deal that's small, you know, spider senses should be tingling?
Yeah, you know, it's just, it's a way to boost revenue. I mean, they had a 34% growth in revenue, but when you remove acquisitions, it's just 7%, right? So it's inorganic. It's fake. They're overpaying for that revenue growth when it comes to cash flow and return on capital. And so it makes a material difference to the top line, and it makes a material impact on the real bottom line. And that's what we're saying, Chuck. We're seeing return on invested capital, you know, drop from the COVID times from 30%+ to close to zero now.
As you said, this stock close to being a zombie stock. You talked about how it's got at least 50% more potentially to fall. Is this a case where zero is a possibility?
Yeah, I mean, we make that point. I mean, the economic book value is negative $2 per share. So they got to meaningfully generate and meaningfully improve profits just to keep from being a zero.
Is there stupid money risk out there? Any of the big companies going to buy them, or they don't have that kind of name brand recognition?
Yeah, you know, look, Chuck, I can't, you know, ever since that Mattress Firm acquisition, you know, when we put Mattress Firm in the danger zone and then that odd South African company bought them for some ridiculous premium. And then I literally, like within 6 months, wrote almost all of it down. You know, there's no limit to how stupid somebody might be.
Okay. Is there a likely catalyst that gets Lakeland to take the rest of the journey to zero?
You know, we had a good talk about this, I feel like a week or two ago, when I said the macro environment is the catalyst now. And that's kind of been part of the reason that the crystal ball has been out of the shop, came out of the shop for at least a little while. And when it goes into the shop, it's just because we live in a world where people don't see risk, right? They can gamble. They can put it into meme stocks or meme coins and NFTs, et cetera, because they're just hoping it's going to go up. And we saw kind of a big return to that, like a huge amount of retail money flowing into the market these last few weeks. That makes stupid money risk higher, not just from an acquisition perspective, but just from, you know, an individual investor perspective. They may, hey, you know, we can make Lakeland a meme stock. And who knows what happens. But I don't really see any natural acquisitions here. Maybe MSA Safety is a firm that could be an acquirer, given its really strong presence in the firefight equipment market, which is a place what they're trying to move into, which is a little bit better market to be in because you've got a steadier demand from fire departments and things like that, municipalities, and it's higher end. It's a little more expensive and higher margin. But that's also a very fragmented and competitive space. And again, you got to think about the underlying business here. You're not selling microchips that are advancing humankind. You're selling some like stuff that's just kind of old school. It's a fancy version of clothes. It's not exactly high margin.
Yeah. It will help you and protect you in the conditions it's supposed to be in. But those conditions right now, not that promising because, well, there are some scares out there, but nothing that is doing what this company got out of COVID. So LAKE, Lakeland Industries, in trouble, headed for trouble, in the danger zone with David Trainer. David, great stuff as always.
My pleasure, Chuck.
David Trainer is founder and president at New Constructs. Go to newconstructs.com to get more information on the firm, to check out the most attractive and most dangerous lists and more. You know, there's one thing that you're not in danger of. That's running out of things to talk about, because Money Life will be right back with more talk in just a moment. We'll be right back.